It's the 23rd of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Police's Operation Bosun has uncovered more drug supply activity in Bedford. The home of Mazer Ali on Oldfield Road was the target of a police raid where illegal Class A drugs with a street value of £50,000 were discovered. In addition to the cocaine, cannabis and heroin, a drug processing setup was also present, along with a number of phones, ammunition and £22,000 in cash. The 27-year-old pleaded guilty to the firearm and drug-related charges. Bosun Detective Constable Adam Geary said, "It's really pleasing to get him off the streets and disrupt the supply of Class A drugs in the town. Mr. Ali will spend 4 years and 4 months behind bars." Executives for Universal Destinations and Experiences say they were caught off guard when the general election was called back in May and the placement of a new Labour government. John Shortland, a spokesperson for the council, said that even though the changes have taken place, the project is still on track and moving in the right direction. Councillor Gareth Mackay has said that he forgot to vote at a full Central Bedfordshire Council meeting which would determine its new leader. As a result, current CBC leader Councillor Adam Zerney, who was expected to submit his resignation, was re-elected, beating his challenger Councillor Hayley Whittaker by one vote. The independent from Flitwick said he thought Councillor Whittaker's inclusive and open approach would have been a welcome change, but that he would support Councillor Zerney's leadership. UFO expert Mark Christopher Lee believes the computer outage experienced last week may be linked to an unidentified object sighted over Luton Airport around the same time. However, Microsoft and CrowdStrike disagree with his assessment, noting the actual reason being a glitch in a software update and the true cause of the problem. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.